Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 234, Naughty or Nice. Which list do you live by?
We start off recounting our adventures and get to what the title even means.
In segment two, we remind you it's not about behavior, but how you see yourself. Naughty v. Nice.
Then I go a little deeper in section three into the meaning of lists and how it affects your life.
In the Level Up, Charles states, acknowledging that times are tough or that negative things are happening does not mean that you see your life as negative. And I say good things lie on the other end of a pain in the ass.
Then on Beyond, we share our beliefs on social media and how it reflects on your life.
All this coming up right now. Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one ho 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 baby comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 234, Naughty or Nice. Which list do you live by? Today we're coming at you semi-live from Idlewild, California, in the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den is that Christmas spirit, happy holidays, grumbly, grouchy bear, the dark side of positive, Charles McFall.
I'm not grumpy or grouchy today.
We'll start calling you Kylo Stimpy.
I get the reference, but you know that would make you he didn't have a sidekick in Star Wars. That'd make you Ren.
The dreaded, fearsome Kylo Stimpy.
Oh, man, it's been an interesting, busy week. We had Audrey Kearns on last week, and it was very awesome. She was so much fun. And it was an interesting show because you were only on, like, 10 minutes of it, it seemed like.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like
interesting because you weren't there. Just do it.
I decided to do a Windows update. You know, it only takes a few minutes. I have an hour before the show. This will be fine. An hour and a half later or so, I was able to enter the show. But I did get to listen to it as it was going on. And I was like, I'm glad Charles was there being able to talk to the guests because, you know, I can't do nothing. Nothing right now. Thank you. From the chat room, Lord of Pooter. It was very sad. Thank you.
No, it wasn't. Everybody enjoyed it. But they enjoyed when you came back as well. So, you know, it was good. It was fun.
It was seasons
so
in the sun.
Much fun. It was. There were multiple seasons of sun. So
I am looking outside my window because I'm here by big glass doors. I'm looking outside to snow covered mountaintop that goes down the hill, and the beauty that is Idlewild, California. It is cold here, boys and girls, but it's just gorgeous, and the sun is shining, so stuff's going to melt. What's it like where you're at?
It is wet and hot. And not Christmassy or wintry at all.
Right. Well, in a couple of days, we're going to trade in this winter wonderland for Baja California, which I understand now is actually not California, U.S. It's just the area of California in Mexico. It's like, okay.
So you're going to another country?
For New Year's, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, yeah. Why would you celebrate an American holiday in another country?
Because I'm a world traveler. I am stretching my horizons. I want to see a different point of view. I'm standing on top of the desk, my friend. That's why.
So the real funny thing is it's not an American holiday, but you just try.
I know. I just let it slide. I didn't know enough about it. I was like, I don't want to step into this. It's a trap. You're going to get a lot of Star Wars references right now because we both saw, no spoilers, but we both saw, you know, The Force Awakens.
Yes, and Morden's a child who lives in the movies. So good on you, as long as you find your happy place.
Thank you.
That's not what we called to talk about today. We called to talk about something totally different, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. You came up with another great one here. Naughty or Nice, which list do you live by? And you have something in the chat room screaming at us. No spoilers. Go out, spend the time, spend the money, watch the freaking movie, all right?
Give people their space. You know, maybe they want it on Blu-ray or Netflix instead.
That's it. I watch it on IMAX. Was it 3D, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go see it again, and I want to see it normal. You know, I like the 3D stuff, but the screen gets darker. So I want to see it bright and colorful.
So
Anyways, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Naughty or Nice, which list you live by. And I've been contemplating a journey you know, I'm always on a journey, and we record it here on the show, and this, even the shows I did before this was some of that and more than it as well. And if you go back to Toe Soul, number one, The Other Side of Life, where we started the recording of this journey together, you'll see lots of changes and differences throughout the years that we've done and experienced. And the big one, one of the big ones for me personally, being that in 2013, of course, there's a bankruptcy that got me out of the workforce and into doing the best I can to be an entrepreneur. And I've had to, fill in some gaps, and I ended up working for a place as a part-time worker for a while, and that's about to change as well. So it just so happens we're at that crux moment that we're leveling up and going from the holding on to who we want to be stage to being the person we want to be stage a little bit. We're going to talk about that. But as I was listening to some other messages over the last couple of weeks, and especially this past weekend, it caught me that we definitely define ourselves by how we talk about ourselves and how we see ourselves and how we act. And I like that it's the end of the holidays. It's the end of 2015. And so the whole naughty or nice, you know, Christmas idea plays in well, but the idea behind it really is, do you define yourself by the negative things in your life, you know, or do you define yourself by the positive things? You have to put people down. Do you have to take things away from people? When somebody says, hey, how are you? Do you talk about the now moment, which is things are going wrong or stressful, or you're just feeling like crap or it's a horrible day? Or do you live on the naughty or on the nice side of the list where you say, you know, everything's cool, everything's great? When people ask you, what do you do for a living? Do you talk about the now and say, well, I do some audio and video at a hotel and I do this and I do that? Or do you talk about, I create content and I help others be awesome? So that's the general, very, very oversimplified overview that Mordant might help clarify here in a second. Then we're going to talk about, how do you define your life and how do you hold on? And we're going to talk about how that's worked for, well, I'm going to talk about how it's worked for me, of course, and Mordant will talk about how it's worked for him over the last couple of years, where it's leading us. And this is a part one. This is actually going to directly tie into next week's episode, which is tentatively titled The Follow Me Lifestyle, where we talk about where we're going next. Or I'm going to lead that charge, of course. I'm the one in the crux right now, in the change. But I know it's going to trigger stories and things from Mordant as well, and maybe things I'm not even aware of. So that's my gist, Mordant.
Wow. Yeah, it's and I love this. We've done this kind of theme before. You know, it's kind of a perspective theme. It's all about perspective, and we've done a number of shows like this. But you know, we give you different angles of some of the things that we are going through, and even if we rehash a little bit here, it's a different take on what you've seen before. So it is, and it is all about that. It's like, which list do you live by, and it is a choice. That's another thing too. You get to choose your perspective, mm-hmm. and that will change your life. How you do that will change your life and how you move forward with stuff. You know, if you think that the world is out to get you, you're going to react one way. It's not a friendly universe. You think that actually it is a friendly universe, and sometimes the bad poo poo happens so that you can get better, so that you can get stronger, or you experience something so that you can help other people who are going through a similar difficult situation. So it's your choice. Is it naughty or nice? You know, I'm like, yeah, well, this awful thing happened to me, but it was nice. If it didn't happen to me, for me, oh, so many years ago, it's now 12 years that I'm clean and sober. If I didn't have that one night of debauchery, which turned into a very, very ugly evening, I wouldn't have had this 12 years of being a person that I like a lot more. It doesn't mean that I'm not always, you know, that I'm always perfect. It's interesting when you first step in something after your sobriety, you know, and you realize, oh, I'm still kind of a douche and have to watch out for that. But I'm so happy for that moment, that awful 3 days that I went through, and then having the embarrassment, and then having people sit me down and go, you really need to stop for a while, dude. And then finding that I enjoyed the sobriety so much. So yes, it is about perspective and how you look at things. So there's my rant.
So, you know, what's sad is he really just passed out on a bus for 3 hours, and the bus driver asked him to get off. But, you know, whatever changes your life, sir, whatever. No, I'm just,
it was a wild ride, I'll tell you, Mr. Toad.
That kind of, if we were in the skit comedy, that'd be very funny to do that skit. Like, this is that crux event that changed my life. It's really you just passed out on a bus, and the bus driver's like, come on, man, get off. Oh, man, I had this intervention. They asked me to change my life. I had to get off of this train that I was on. You know, I don't know. Anyway, you can find us at successfreaks.com. find everything you need there. You've got the podcast, you've got videos. We're still working on Success Freaks 2.0, or maybe we're on 3.0 or 4.0. I don't know. We're working on a new website that's going to do so much more and be laid out so much more prettier. But check us out there. We'll be back in just a moment with the rest of the show.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money, and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 234. Naughty or nice, which list do you live by? And we wanted to make sure that you understood that this is not about behavior. This is not about you being good or being bad or anything, but more about how you see yourself in the whole naughty v nice spectrum. And so that's kind of, you know, where do you stand with all of that? You know, Charles has talked to us a little bit about what was going on in his life. Charles talked to me this past week before we did this show, you know, just so we can know what we're getting into. He told me a lot about what he's doing. And he's got some great opportunities going up. And there's part of this little itch in the back of my brain going, murr, 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 murr.
Beaker pops up.
The what?
Beaker,
yeah,
from Buzzing Beaker.
Yes. Yes. And it's just questioning, where are my opportunities? And yet it's then the universe smacks me in the back of the head and goes, look, I've set you aside for this. This is what's going on in your life. You know, I've begun another podcast. I'm actually working with IRUSA on a couple of things. And damn it, Carl. So there are things happening in both of our lives, and able to look at Charles and just go, man, congratulations. I see you're being blessed, and it's awesome seeing the path that you're on. And also being able to shine that appreciation back in my life, because I am as well, you know, in my own way. Some of his looks a little more glamorous right now. Not that working with, damn it, Carl's not glamorous. On a continuous basis.
He just canceled the contract, which, you know, they have not actually renewed for 2016.
Yeah, I know. We think that we're actually renewing our contract with IRUSA, but we haven't received anything yet. So we'll find out. And just being able to go, listen, sometimes you have patience in your own life. I saw something recently that said, if bad things are happening in your life, have patience. If good things are happening in your life, you know, watch your attitude. And of course, I'm really tearing up that whatever that quote was, because it was a great quote. Because there are great things happening in my life. And it's like, well, maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to do this. No, stop trying to force things. It will come your way. And realize that you're on the nice list. Look at your life from that perspective. And when other people are being blessed or moving forward, realize that you're on the light nice list. Because you get to see them do that. And seeing them do that allows for that possibility to come into your reality as well. Instead of saying, well, that should have been mine. I should have gotten that role. It's like, no, look, dude, your friend got that. So realize you're on the nice list. Good things are coming your way. Be open for that. Because if all you see is the naughty, then, you know, the universe is going to spank you, and that's all you're going to get. You're going to create that reality, and you don't want to create that kind of reality. Sometimes the naughty, too, is there to strengthen you and make you stronger so that you're ready for the nice. So, man, I do nothing but bless you for what you're achieving in your life. And realize it's not because he's working so hard, though he is. It is a lot about his perspective, and he's doing what he enjoys and what he loves. But the same thing's happening in my life, and the same thing's happening in your life. So there.
It sounds like that's the end. We're done next.
You like, yeah, that exclamation point. I want to throw out one more thing from the chat room. Listener Laura says, how you see yourself makes a huge difference in your behavior. Your thoughts become your actions become your habits become your character.
And your character.
Yes.
Yeah, but your character funnels your thoughts. You know, it loops right back around.
Thoughts become actions. Actions become your habits. Habits become character.
This is him, people. This is what you get.
Totally. How can you not say I'm not blessed? Come on. This is nice.
Whoa. What was that? Something's going crazy here. I don't know if you heard that, but I got blasted in my ear holes. So I'm sorry. Maybe you guys didn't hear that, but that was all. Anyway. So, yeah, I saw that, what she said. That's from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. But it does leave out, your character does drive your thoughts. So that's what people forget. Well, if I think positive, I'll be positive. And then something happens and you lose your cool and you throw a temper tantrum, or you rage out, or you know, somebody does something you don't like and you just get negative. Or all of a sudden the holidays come up and, you know, some old memories kick in and you're unhappy all the time. And then, because it's hard to just think positive on everything.
But right, and that's actually hamstrings you a bit, I think. A lot of people are getting caught up in that. How come my life's not perfect? Because I'm trying to think of happy thoughts, and all these bad things are happening. And yet there are ways of dealing with them that you have to face the bad stuff. You have to admit, this is actually happening in my life. So just thinking positive is not the answer.
But understanding. See, that's the thing. Yes. Yeah. Thinking positive. Actually, I think it works, but it works to the point that I'm trying to think of a nice, simple analogy.
If you sit and believe that you don't have cancer and don't go to the doctor.
No. I'm talking about something simple. Like, yeah, thinking I'm going to go out and, I mean, it does work. It works. Okay, my wife did this recently. She had to go shopping every single day for like the week leading into Christmas Day. And it made me ill. It made me irritated because it wasn't for us. It wasn't for her. It was for other people who were somewhat abusing her because they could. And it did piss me off. But she knew that what to expect. She knew it was going to be busy. It was going to be lots of traffic. There were going to be lots of people in the store. She might not find what she wanted in the grocery stores, including up to Christmas Eve. Anyway, I get irritated because how she's treated. But she said, you know what? I know what I'm getting into out here. It's going to be fine. I'm just going to be happy. And she never once came back with an ugly story. She actually came back happy from the store and this and that. And then, well, you know, I found this. I didn't find that. And I said, see, there you go. So thinking positive can be something as simple as that. And yes, it works. Just deciding I can accept as a grown-up human being that this is going to be the way it is. And I am just going to go and be okay.
And it affects your situation. What I'm talking about with you know, if you think positive and you have a horrible reality, it's the extreme. It's extreme on either end. If you're like, everything's fine, and everything's not fine, it's like, okay, tone it back a little bit. However, it can affect your experience because I'm the same way as Aaron. I went out Christmas shopping for, we have a bunch of people that were staying at the house for Christmas and we're going to visit. I went out with Christy and like halfway through the situation, she was not enjoying the experience at all. So we kind of cut it short a little bit. And the next day, I went out by myself, found the things that I wanted to find. I had a great time because I like doing that. And this is Christmas Eve. I mostly do my Christmas shopping 2 weeks before because I like doing it. I like the spirit experience of being out with people. But that's my perspective. Bring somebody out who hates that kind of thing, it's going to be an awful thing. We're both having the same experiences physically, but what is happening is you know, I'm on the nice list and they're on the naughty list. They're not enjoying it. Now, if they're able to change what they think about it, they will change their perspective. They will change the actual experience. So, you know, Charles is right. It's going too far with on either side. This is going to suck. Well, it's going to suck if you're that extreme. This is great. Okay, you're thinking that it's great and it's not. You're not really helping your reality there. So extremes are not good either. But, you know, driving right through there and trying to change your experience by being positive, by thinking positive, changing your perspective will change your reality.
And
in my experience,
it's like going to a movie. Okay, well, you know what, we're coming up. I'll do it really quickly. There was a movie, Bad Teacher, I think it was. Yep. And it didn't look great. And I'm not a huge fan of the people, and I like them both, but it's whatever. But my wife and I had an opportunity when it was in the theaters many, many years ago. We just all of a sudden had time on our hands and some little extra cash or free tickets or something. We're like, hey, let's go to a movie. And we didn't know. I mean, it was one of those periods where not very much is out. So it wasn't like, oh, we really want to see this. We're like, oh, well, out of our choices, this is the one we'd like to see. Because it's either laugh or be serious. And neither option seemed awesome, right? So like, oh, well, this looks okay. And you know, maybe it'll make us laugh. We do like the people in it. Let's go see it. And it was great because I think we just went to go, well, we really wanted to spend time together. So no matter what happens on the screen, we're hanging out, spending time together. That kind of positive thinking leads to great experiences versus, well, it's going to suck, or well, it's going to be awesome, and maybe it's not. Because the reality is, it's probably a mediocre movie. I mean, it probably is. I haven't rewatched it since then. But I knew, and we walked out going, that was really, really funny. And we were surprised at how funny it was, because we kind of went, well, whatever happens, happens. And that's I think, the simplicity of positive thinking. We really want to get into naughty or nice, and the really deeper meanings it has for your life, and how you move towards your path of entrepreneurship, your path of living happy, your path of having the relationships you want. So we're going to dive more into that stuff coming up next.
Do you feel like your small change isn't making a difference to help your neighbors in need? You can make changes that count. Islamic Relief USA's Day of Dignity is giving you the chance to fight poverty in your community. Visit IRUSA.org to learn more about Day of Dignity events happening soon in your city. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 234, Naughty or Nice. Which list do you live by? And we are beginning that discussion early on and talking about perspective and then talking about thinking positive. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about something else. Isn't that right, Charles?
Is that how we're going to do this? All right, let's
get back on track. Charles has this path that he wants to be on for this show. So, and we've gone off on tangents, but he even admits they're good tangents.
Yeah.
So we're keeping this in the nice section. Where we've gone has been joyful and triumphant. However, right now, let's get to the meat of the matter. What do you want to talk about, Monsieur?
So anybody who's heard me for a show at least, or met me or ever talked to me for more than 5 minutes, you know I'm not easily swayed. I'm very steadfast.
It does happen, though.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's stubborn and doesn't listen to – he can be swayed if he's like, oh, okay, I do see that, and I agree with that. See that? I had your back. Let's move on.
All right. We'll try this again. So, I'm very steadfast. I guess one of the better ways to put it is there are definitely people who get into moments and they get emotional and feel things, or like, oh my God, that was for me. And I work with a church where a lot of people do that. And I can see why. I get it. But I typically take things under consideration. I love ideas. I will change paths or ways that I do things based on things that I hear and learn. I like ideas. I like growth and those kind of things. But very, very rarely do I go, wow, what? That was for me. I don't, what? So this past Sunday, there's this, I think his actual name is he's a doctor or something. He's a professor, a doctor, whatever. And I think his last name is Martin. And it always trips me out because, he's Doc Martin and it makes me giggle a little bit because I'm a child of the 90s. And being a child of the 90s, he looks and speaks a lot like Hammond from Jurassic Park, the guy who ran the original Jurassic Park. He looks and speaks just like him all the time, complete with the hat sometimes too. So anyway, I've got all that going. He stood up and he was asked to finish up the service on Sunday and just kind of give a spin on things. And it's never planned. It's always spontaneous. Like, hey, why don't you come do this? And he comes up with something to say. And he started talking. And I was trying to wrap up the service online because I'm handling all the broadcasts and everything and getting prepared to hit stop and hit the music and blah, 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 blah. So I'm half listening. And at some point, he's doing a very short wrap up. At some point, he goes, I really believe that 2016 is the year where we get what we want. I can't remember how he phrased it. He didn't phrase it like that. He phrased it in a very, very way that success freaks would phrase it. 2016 is really where stuff starts to come to fruition. And I was like, oh, that's cool, because I know the opportunities I have right now, which I can allude to some of them. I can't really talk about all of them yet. But I was like, oh, okay, I've got some really cool opportunities on my plate right now. And he goes, so I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of cool. And then he goes, we've held on to who we are, 2013, 2014, 2015, and 2016 is where the world really starts to see who we are and this positive thing that we've held on to and the path that we've taken. And I went, what? you just hit my years, man. You just hit like the years I've really, really held on to this stuff and the way he phrased it and everything. It was really a cool moment. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take that. And you can take any positive message you want. And you can take any message and make it yours, negative or positive. But that was part of the whole that's going to be part of the whole next episode of the Follow Me Lifestyle. But as you know, if you listened for a while, 2013 was the year we hit bankruptcy. And that was a tough year. 2014, I actually was quite successful as an entrepreneur, being that I paid all my bills sitting in my studio producing shows for other people. And my bills were paid doing what I loved, and that to me was success. 2015 took a little bit what you'd think is a dive, because I had to take a part-time job and work for the man, and only half the time got to do what I loved. But I still held on to, when people say, what do? I was the content creator. I'm a podcast host. I'm the head of this network that's launching in January, and blah, 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 blah. All these media things I really see myself as, and I held on to that stuff. And there are major opportunities. One of those being the network, a giant-sized team-up network I'm launching with Brian Ibbett on Friday, really, January 1st, which is a comic book-based podcast network. And it's really set up business-wise. We really see a path of it becoming, in the next year or two, on par with the Nerdist and Kevin Smith's Smodcast and those kind of things. So it's huge opportunities. And then there's some other stuff we can get into and on beyond, possibly, of going on. And it's just, it's, you know, in the church realm, you call it confirmation. I don't mean like Catholic confirmation where, you know, you're confirmed. I mean, you think something and the Spirit brings a message, right? And you get confirmation you're on the right path. For me, it was, I believed what I believed about myself. I believe what I believe about where I'm going. And I keep getting people to fall in with that. You know, the people with the network are falling in and believing exactly what I believe. And then Blog Talk Radio working on some projects with me, they believe what I believe. But then to have this said is very, very interesting. And that's why I wanted to talk about the setup, the naughty versus nice. For 3 years, and you can go back and listen. I'm going to be honest. I mean, there were some rough shows that we did coming off some rough weeks. But I always said, you know, Morten, you went through that with me. How did I present that on the show? How did I handle the 2013 and the bankruptcy and the growth?
Well, it gave us great pod fodder. You know, there was always, outside of the show, you had your ups and downs. We would talk about things a lot. And it's some things that you kept to yourself that you just worked out with your family. Some things that you shared so you could, you know, you got some, you could bounce some ideas off of somebody. But with the show, you always brought, and you were always transparent about it, too. You weren't hiding the fact. There's definitely no hiding the fact that you were going through some hardships, and you were sharing that with people, you know. And it gave people a perspective to see that, look, this is what, you know, this is what you go through when you're becoming a successful person, when you're morphing into something else. You definitely didn't hide it from people, but we found a way to turn this into, look, well, this is, you know, this is the positive aspect of this really, really hard time. And for a while, and this is not a complaint, so please understand this. For a while, it became, it was almost your therapy show. And, but I think that provided for people and for myself the ability to look at something and see, look, this is what it looks like to go through growth. And then look at where we are now. You know, and life has ups and downs. You're going to rise up and you're going to have a little dip. Hopefully the highs will be higher and the lows will be higher. Hopefully you won't go back to that, to whatever, you know, you get to a part where things are awful again. But you're always growing higher. But if people need a perspective, well, you've always been successful. No. Take a look at these shows. Give a listen here. And then you can look at that and you can listen to that and go, oh, well, if your life can get better and I can listen and hear how awful it was and how difficult it was, if you can get to this point, well, then I can get to this point. So they were, for lack of a better term, necessary evil shows. And, you know, even myself, if I'm like, well, my life's not that great right now, blah, I can go back and listen to those shows. And I did at the time. I would go back and listen, and I got stuff out of it. So yeah, man, you brought that perspective. You brought that sense of reality, which is success freak. We're not, like we've said before, we're not teaching you from on high. We're in the trenches with you, and we're slugging it out as we move forward and giving you an example of this is what it looks like. And sometimes it ain't pretty. Sometimes it's not easy, but whatever. Come and play with us. Come and move forward. And Cortana, stop making noise.
Well, we can't hear if that helps. So the simplify, you know, I noticed this in my life this year, and we talked about positive thinking earlier, and I said how, you know, it was the Napoleon Hill reference, you know. Basically, your thoughts become actions, which actions become habits, habits become character, blah. And I said, but character fuels your thoughts. It circles right back around. And you change your character. You change who you are. You understand who you are. Not who you see yourself as, not who you think you are, but who you truly are. You accept. And that's, you're coming into the normal definition that I've come up with the last couple of weeks, is what is normal? Normal is how you feel when you're alone and happy. What you're doing when you're alone and happy. What makes you relax? What brings you that, even if it's the briefest moment, that briefest moment of inner peace, you know, that's normal for you. And you know, normal can definitely apply in different contexts to different things. You know, sometimes busy is normal, sometimes slow is normal, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when we define ourselves, oh, wow, we're out of time. So I'll come back to that. I really want to quickly, because Mike can edit this correctly. To oversimplify it, last year, or during this past year, even when I was exhausted because I only had 2 hours of sleep, I'm stressed from all the different jobs I've had to work to put things together. Maybe something negative is going on in my life in the house or at some job site, whatever. If anybody goes, hey, how are you doing? I found myself, oh, and meaning it, not just out of habit, meaning it. I'm good. I'm awesome. Everything's great. Every time. And when I realized this about halfway through this year, I was like, huh, that's cool. Because I meant it. It wasn't just I'm hiding the stress. It was, I don't define myself by the naughty list. I don't, which is a negative list, really. I don't define myself by Oh, well, I'm stressed right now. Oh, I didn't get any sleep. No, I'm always like, no, this is where I'm going next. So maybe we'll get into more of that in the level up section coming up next. And then beyond that, we have On Beyond Success Streaks. So check us out, Gastonia, North Carolina, AM 1450. We're on your drive time radio every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Check us out.
Hi, this is Mike with MikeAtTheMic.com. And you know how it works. When you need voiceover, you need it now, and you need to get it as professional as possible. So if you're looking for a guy who's a podcast producer who comes equipped with voiceover skills and is affordable, professional, and quick, I'm your guy. Check me out. MikeAtTheMic.com. That's M-I-K-E at the M-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 234. Naughty or nice, which lifts you live by. Ha ha! I don't know why I did it that way, but I did. So. Well, Charles was talking about some of the difficulties that he had in his life while we were doing The Other Side of Live, which is the earlier version of this podcast, and how those helped him create who he is now, or how they led to that. And that brings me back to a trope that I've been saying for a few months now. I'm not even going to say often, but good things lie on the other side of a pain in the ass. If you want something good to happen, sometimes you have to get through the pain in the ass time. And maybe that means that, oh, I want something to happen, so I have to do this hard work to get to that. And now that I've set it up, like a good example for me is I do the merchandising for Tortuga Twins, which also means that I do sales tax for Tortuga Twins. And there are formulas you have to go through for different states, because sales tax is set up not on a federal level, but on a state level. It is set up in that way. So I have to go through different, change the formula when I go to different states. But I sat down one time and set up my Excel sheet to have that sales tax formula. What a big pain in the ass that was. However, now such a joy. So easy. Let me put in the numbers and boom, there it is. That's how much I owe. And then when I go ahead and file for my sales tax and have to pay for it, it within pennies will match up. And often it's a little less that we have to pay in. So that was something that something good happens on the other side of that pain in the ass, me having to set it up. What Charles was talking about with what his life was going through while we were doing Tulsa and some of Success Freaks is sometimes he had to go through that hard time because he was transitioning from, I have this regular job, and this regular job is safe, and it spends, you know, pays a lot of money. And then suddenly they didn't need him as much. And then eventually they were moving him towards not having to not being able to work in that job at all. And then he's like, well, I'm going to step into doing this thing that I love that will not make me that much money right now. And he had this hard time of transitioning from a safe and secure job into creating a job and a business out of something he loves. And now because he's gone through that pain in the ass time, that difficult time, that hardship, now he's beginning to reap some of the benefits. Now those seeds are coming to fruition, and he's getting he's coming into his glory days. And this will build at this point. This is not the end of it. This will build onto even more, because the contacts he's making now, he's going to become bigger, better, better, more from this point on. But you have to go through that pain in the ass time, whether it's a learning lesson that you need to learn so you can go on, or it's a strengthening thing, or it's just a transitional, or the bad stuff happens so that you're forced to leave the comfort of your safe and secure to move on to something better. Really, dude? Really?
So I had to step
Did
away
you have the headset off even? You're
yes,
just watching
I had to step
my...
away because you were going on for 10 minutes and the kids were playing a remote control car in the basement, and I was like, stop it!
I know you're not complaining about me going on for 10 minutes.
I just made it a statement of fact, which you did not argue. So, honestly, disagree. I don't see it as that at all.
I didn't hear the last three words. You weren't even listening to.
I didn't hear the last three words. You were talking about a pain in the ass. You had to go. See, I don't see it that way at all. I don't see that transition. I don't see any of that way. Here's how I see it. I always for ever since I started Bear Crawling Nation, well, it was the Bear Crawling Show, the first part, three episodes in, four maybe it's four episodes in. Because I recorded, I actually said I had that moment that this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. And I have to work hard to get to that point. And so throughout the whole time I had the job, I was happy in the job that laid me off because it funded me to build what I needed to do, to practice what I was doing, to get better at what I was doing. And then even when they was going to lay me off. I ended up getting another 3 years at home, which was a better step for me. So everything to me was like, hey, this is closer to who I am, closer to what I want to be. That's all I ever see that as. Not, there was no negative hardship. There was no negative pain in the ass.
I disagree with you because I listened to you talk to me about the hardships that you were going through.
No, no, no. See, this goes to what we were saying. You wrote it down. You won't read your notes. This is what I'm talking about. Just because you acknowledge the negative in your life doesn't mean you see the negative as your life. There's your quote. Write that down, Momo. I call it more than Momo sometimes. Momo.
Does not mean that you see.
Just because you acknowledge the negative in your life doesn't mean you see your life as negative. And that's my point. Thank you. Thank you, honestly, for pushing that button and bringing that out. Because that's what I'm trying to talk about in this whole show.
He didn't say that here, but he wasn't able to say that there. I agree with you. Yes.
So not
your perspective is different.
Doggy stick. Right. This is what I'm talking about. Naughty or nice list. Which one do you live by? Yes, I acknowledge the negative stuff. Don't get me wrong. There were moments in the job I hated. There were moments in the job I was frustrated. But I could go, when I get frustrated, I go, why am I here? Oh, I'm here because I'm going to this. I'm going to be the podcaster.
Dude. I'm talking about the time.
I'm going to the positive. I'm going to the ground. I'm going to mute your MF and mic, dude. I'm serious. Every time I had a transition in that job, I was like, one step closer to who I know I am. So when I acknowledged who I was, I am a media creator. I am this, I don't even know all the aspects of who I am, but I can see this part of it. I'm this guy who touches lives. I'm this guy who talks. I'm this guy who helps others be awesome, even though I didn't know that phrase until I met Morten. He taught me that phrase. I saw all these steps as, oh, they're going to shut down the business. That's okay. I always land on my feet. I always find the next thing I need to do. They sent me home instead to work for 3 years. So I'm in my own studio. And that's when I started building those muscles of, oh, I can set meetings during the day and take these phone calls. Oh, I can help with this. I can work on that project while I'm still funding my life, while I'm still paying my bills. Yeah, when they laid me off, it was, okay, I get pushed out into the world. And there were hardships, and I acknowledge those hardships. But even in the darkest of times, my answer was, I don't know why I'm here. I just know where we're going. That's all I can say, is I know where we're going. And sure enough, very shortly after that, I picked up something where I did get to sit at my desk. And there were hardships there. There were negative things there that I didn't like, and I fought against internally, sometimes externally. And then I realized, oh, I'm learning these steps. It was after the fact. I didn't do everything perfect. I wasn't super happy the whole time. But I acknowledged that negative things are happening, but I lived my life on the positive list, on the nice list, because I knew who I was and where I was going. So I just argue with you that I tell the story differently, is I don't see it as this pain in the ass thing that I have to do. Oh, but look, this is great. No, I saw it, what kept me going, because if I'd seen it as that personally, and this is where we balance, Morten and I, there was something you said earlier that's like, I'm the opposite in a good, groups. You like to pop in and out of groups. I don't care if I don't even like the people around the table. I love groups. And that's not a negative positive thing. That's just a difference of people thing. And this is a difference of people thing. If I see something as, oh, that's going to be a pain in the ass, but it'll get me where I want to go, I still hate it. All I see is negative. But when I see, I don't care. I don't care that it's hard because I know I'm going over there. I'm going over there. No matter what I have to do to get there, I'm happy with.
And I think that we're arguing semantics on this phrase, good things lie on the other side of a pain in the ass. But it's the same thing. I'm not telling you this so that you avoid, so that people avoid the pain in the ass. I'm telling you this so you can embrace it and push through it or go across it. You can almost look at it like radar. Oh, look, there's difficulty. Oh, that must be where I need to go. You know, unless, of course, there's that whole thing about, you know, work smarter, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, but don't avoid those pains in your life, because often they're a place that you need to get through. If you're going through hell, keep on going. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, because why would you want to stay there?
That's right. Even the devil don't like it down there.
And I am going to steal an analogy, which was a real life analogy for him. I'm going to steal an analogy from Bishop Jim. You can check. You know what? You really should check out his stuff on YouTube. YouTube.com/Bish, B-I-S-H in the now. B-I-S-H in the now, all one word. Lots of great stuff. And that's who I work with on Sundays. That's who I've learned from over the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. He comes up with some great stuff, but he won't tell the person he's talking about, but he does a lot of stuff on Facebook, a lot of ministry on Facebook. And there was some person that was, oh, you know, I can't find a man. They were divorced or at least estranged from their husband. I'm not sure which, but I can't find a person. And he said, well, stop posting what you post. And of course, he tells it funnier. But the posts were, this is what I want you to hear. She would get on the on Facebook on Friday night with, you know, the cold cream all over her face and her moo moo nightgown or whatever it was, and post a picture like, oh, I'm home on a Friday night, all alone again. I got so much love to give. Why won't anybody let me love them? It just, you know, this negative down presentation of who you think you are. And his straight advice to her was, stop doing that. If you want people to love you, if you want to meet somebody, you should be posting only the best pictures in your life and making your life look wonderful and awesome. And on Friday night, you should be like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm out doing this and I'm out doing that. And because she was truly looking for answers, she took his advice. And sure enough, you know, she only posted the best things in her life. And that helped her start seeing the best things in her life. And she ultimately got back with her estranged slash ex-husband, and they have a happy relationship now. You know, and that's
some great advice. I like that. If in fact, make it almost like when you're posting to Facebook, make it almost like a love letter to yourself. You know, post some of the good things. Not that you're lying to people, not that you're hiding things from people, but you post. It's almost like a gratitude list. You post the great, you know, the best things in your life, so that when you look at it, you can go, these are the things I'm grateful for. These are the things that I want my life to be. And actually, as I see it in front of me, these are the things that my life are. What a great way to create a gratitude list.
Absolutely. And you know what? I would like to get into that some. Let's talk about that some on Beyond with social media. And sure. And we can talk about my opportunities a little bit and let's set up the next episode if we really want to. But I like where that might be going. So we're going to be right back. We've got tons of places you can find us in. blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks. Check us out there. Bye.
Success Freaks Guide to Dream Hunting is an honest and revealing look at tagging and bagging a bigger, badder, better, more life. Mordant and McFall discuss the trials and tribulations encountered on their path through uncharted territory, the lessons learned along the way, and how they use them to move forward. Explore what causes you to hesitate when taking that first big step into the unknown. Discover how to experience the thrill of success firsthand. A guidebook for those brave souls no longer satisfied with an average life. Success Freaks Guide to Dream Hunting, available now at Amazon.com.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks. Did you want to interrupt me here? No? Okay. I am your host, Charles McFall. You sure you don't
Jackass.
Want to interrupt me? And that is our Morning Mind. We're co-hosts here running Success Freaks. And we're going to talk about what's bigger, better, better, more in this episode. I even came up with the title, but I have to stop and think about it. This is Nutty or Nice. Which list do you live your life? Or which lists do you live by? Sorry. I made it a little more wordy. He shortened it in a nice way. Which list do you live by? And it's really about the negative in your life versus the positive in your life. How do you define yourself? We went over a lot of great stuff. Had a great last section. And although we didn't go, this is our level up, I think you're getting a level up. I think you're really, throughout this whole show was a level up. For you. And the next show absolutely is going to be. So even though if we don't have the segment that says, this is my level up, I know it's helpful to summarize it, but I think I feel good about not doing it this time, and we've got other things we want to talk about here. Facebook. So we ended the last section telling a story that was, I find, really great. It didn't hit me as hard as it hit Morning, but I still took from it. I said, oh yeah, that's why I do that. And I want to set it up a little bit because Morning has got a lot of great things to say about this. So the idea on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and anything you do, social media, some people feel the need to put all the negative stuff in their life out there, or some people feel the need to put everything out there as is. I've actually just felt the need to put out the awesome stuff in my life. Now, because without context, you make things negative. And I don't want to go too deep into that. I don't want to take time away from it. I want to give time to Morton. I want him to have it. But yes, you should edit your life and only put the great things out. And I want him to talk on this, and we're going to talk about Facebook memories and why it's very important to put what you want out there. Okay, because it's going to come back to you. And Facebook is almost like karma, right? It's going to come back to you. But Mordit, off of that story about putting your life out there, what were some of the things that hit you? Or where do you want to go with this?
The thing that really hit me was using your Facebook as a gratitude list, or Facebook as my gratitude list, so that you can put out, it will help, you know, a lot of people put out the negative stuff going on in their lives because they want to share and they want to commiserate with people. And that's fine, but there's a lot of that out there on Facebook. Maybe look for those things that you're happy about, so that Facebook not only connects you with the community, with your friends and your family, but it also allows you to look at it and go, what am I grateful for? What am I happy about? So that when you're not remembering, if you're going through a hard time, you're able to go, even in the back of your brain, you may not even have to look at Facebook, but because you've been doing this so many times, you're like, no, there are things I'm grateful for. I do have a great life. It's just a dip right now, or just a hardship, or it's just a whatever. Maybe I'm just going through stuff because that's what life is about, going through stuff. But I am definitely grateful. And sometimes, if you look at my gratitude list, sometimes the things I'm grateful for are the hardships I went through. because they created who I am now, and I'm grateful for that. So what a great tool to use Facebook as. Just at least even if you just tweak it a little bit so you drop those little gratitude things, and you don't have to say that every time. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. You could just put in, here's something that I'm grateful for, and I'm going to just drop it right here. Wow, look, that experience. You know, or here's pictures of these people. I got to spend time with my family. It was such an awesome time. Or here at what they call the house is Chautauqua West. Here are some pictures for that so that when I go back and look at it, I'm like, yeah, there's my gratitude list. And they have found that if you create a gratitude list and you work on it every day, you know, just a little bit, one thing, one to three things every day, eventually you're going to remember that. That's going to seep in. That's going to grow the seeds in you, and you're going to remember, oh, I am grateful for this. I do have a great life. And that will affect your reality. That will put you on the nice list a lot more often.
Yeah. Now, with Facebook memories, we're talking about, it comes back. Facebook is Facebook memories is a thing that Facebook has been doing for the last year or two, where it just grabs something from this day or this time period, 6 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, whatever, and they throw something up, and only you see it unless you want to share it. Now, Lauren Alexander actually had a great thing about a negative that happened to her life, and I don't think she was posting specifically about it, but Facebook memories showed her a picture of this time in her life, and she said she just saw in her face and her body language of how horrible it was. And it made her want to work harder towards the future. And that was a good, positive thing. I don't think she was – in the story that she tells, it doesn't sound like she is attempting to put out the negative stuff because that's all she's going through. It sounded like she was just posting. And then when it came back, it reminded her, hey, keep moving forward. Keep trying harder. My Facebook memories, some of it's goofy. You know, that comes around. You know, I see like a sticker I posted for bear crawling, you know, those kind of things, and oh yeah, I was trying to show off then, or you know, and the happy memories. But I find most of my stuff is happy memories. The year in review that they do every year for you, that I just saw mine, that was like, oh yeah, that was really cool this year. Here's why I say you have to be careful about what you post. Not just the whole why won't anybody love me, poor pitiful me post that we referred to in the last segment, but I've seen people get all mad at Facebook, going, oh, Facebook memories just popped up a old picture of my dead dog. You know, thanks for reminding me of that, Facebook. I'm like, then why did you post that you're going through this if you didn't want it to come back to you? Why can't you have the happy memories of the live dog that you had in the life? Because when you post things to get people to feel sorry for you, it's going to come back in your face one way or the other. In life, it's people don't want to talk to you. Morty, you talked about that a lot early on in the first shows that we do, The Other Side of Live and early years of Success Freaks, of that person that when you come out and say, hey, how are you going? Oh, well, life sucks. And you're like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. That's the same principle, right? And so, yeah, put out the stuff that makes you happy. Put out, and if you put out something negative, do it in a way of, you know, you're going to remember this. You know, you're going to live through this. There were some videos I did to try to get me through the bankruptcy called, I don't remember exactly what it called them. Basically, it was day one, two, three, four. I think it was laid off day one. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to put a positive spin. And ultimately, I stopped doing that because it wasn't helping me. It wasn't going anywhere. And so it was all positive stuff, but it wasn't what I needed. I needed to acknowledge the situation and work. I needed to refocus on things.
Something that I have to be careful of whenever I'm posting, those of you who are here in the chat room know, I'll post when we're about to do a Success Freak show. It'll come up and it shows up on Facebook, and it, you know, there's a little picture of the same picture of us saying, here's the new show and here's the link, yada yada yada. If I do that, I have to look at the Facebook page that I'm putting it on, because I have multiple Facebook pages. If I haven't posted anything else there and I start to notice, oh, look, there's a Success Freaks ad, Success Freaks ad, Success Freaks ad. It's not even a Success Freaks page. Mm-hmm. I've started a little while ago. I started looking at that, and it's like, if that's happening, if I'm not posting anything else, I won't post that to that page. I won't advertise Success Freaks there, because then that's what that page has become. What's interesting about that is that if you want to see how other people see you, take a look at your Facebook page and what you're posting, just what you're posting. And this is what you're showing people. This is who I am. Now, if you're like, this gripe, this bitch, this complaint, this my life sucks, this, that, you know, sure, those may be things you're going through, but that's all you're sharing. So people are like, you're just kind of a gloomy Gus. No, I'm not. I'm a real up person. Yes, I get that, but that's not what you're showing me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is how I see you. I see you on Facebook because I don't see you in real life. So to me, you're this person. If that's all you're showing, or even if that's, you know, more than 50% of what you're showing, that's who you are to people, and that's what you're sharing with the world. So think about that. Do you want to be that person? And even if you're like, well, I'm just going through a hard time and I want to share my pain. Yes, but if that's all you are, that's all you are. And if you're sharing that on some level, you're looking for some kind. Okay. And a lot of people are coming back and going, oh, that's and it helps you feel good that way. But if that's how you get your feel goods, you're gonna get addicted to that kind of behavior and that kind of emotional response. So you're gonna co-create with the universe that kind of problem happening in your life over and over again, so you can get that attention. Be careful of that, especially as you get older, because you don't want to keep breaking your hip or whatever, because that's the only way the children will look at you. You want to have a great life and learn to be comfortable with people looking at you and praising you for that kind of thing, so you can have a great life.
So I agree. I don't want to take this somewhere else. I had to laugh for a second. Laura DePooter put in, people must think I have no original thoughts. I have lots of quotes. I just like them. I'm going to quote that now. I'm going to put that as like a quote. What you're saying. Okay, so there's a difference. There's a difference in, I always understand why people say, hey, you know, today, my father passed away. Or Dave Jackson recently went through a divorce. And the way he posted it was an acknowledgement. He actually took his selfie outside of the courthouse, and he was kind of sad. I mean, it's not an easy thing to go through, and I feel bad for him. And that's, he was saying, I forget how he phrased it, but it's like, today was the day that, you know, the divorce became final. It's what I've been working through this past year. Thanks for all the support for everybody. It's not a fun thing, but, you know, life moves on, and now I'm on to the next phase of my life. And an acknowledgement, and it wasn't a crybaby thing. It wasn't a sad thing. When people post about losing their family members through death, you know, I get that. I get why you're posting. You're sharing with your internet family, your Facebook family. You're sharing, not reveling. You're not moping and whining most of the time. Now, vague booking is a phrase that somebody coined. I have no idea who came up with that. But that's the one that you're talking about in the second part of what you said, Morning, of the person who always puts in, I'm in the hospital. That's it. Oh, what's going on? What's happening? No. Or the best one, pray for me. No, unfriend, that's what you get from me, because you are so far down that rabbit hole of feel sorry for me, because I won't tell you what's going on, because I won't share what's actually going on in my life. I won't acknowledge that, yes, while something is negative, it doesn't mean my life is negative. You just do that vague crap to get people to feel sorry for you. You're off of my Facebook page. I have no time for you. Become irrelevant. But think about why you're doing things. I mean, doesn't it always come back to that, Morning? It always comes back to the why.
Yeah, because back to that, you know, if you know your why, then you know that's going to help you through whatever it is you're going through, and it's going to also help you look at what you're doing. Why am I doing this? Why am I angry? Why does this upset me so much? Oh, because I'm emotionally invested. Because blah. Okay, there's something to work on. Why am I going to put positive things on my Facebook page? Because it will A, show me in a better light to people out there. B, help remind me that I have great things in my life. There's plenty of bad. You know, and once in a while, you're going to throw the bad out there, just like I think it was Lauren that said it, just to show solidarity, just to get that kind of I need a helping hand right now. I need to know there are people going through this too. That's fine. We're not saying don't do that.
Sure.
But please sprinkle the positive in there as well. Otherwise, that's who you are. And all you are.
Laura DePooter puts in here, the support helps a lot, remembering support and friends. I will ask for prayers for unspoken. Sometimes things need that, and the world doesn't need to know the specific. So I will answer to that. There's ways to phrase that. And honestly, if I saw you put this up, Laura, because you've interacted, you've put out positive stuff. That's the difference. When you see people and you know things, if somebody you know puts out pray for me and they don't share the details, but they have been interacting, I can respect privacy. It's when that's all you ever do. It's right. When people come back, what's happening? You can always phrase it. You can always use words. That's what I tell my daughter all the time. Use your words. You don't have to give me the details. You can say, hey, my family is going through a hard time right now. There's some stuff going on I can't really talk about, but perfect. I could use your support. I could use your prayers. And maybe later I can tell you about it. Maybe not. Maybe it's none of your damn business.
I've always disliked when you're at church and somebody, I want to pray for, they blah, 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 and then they go through what they're going through, and it's really kind of a private thing.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a form of gossip. And I've always disliked that. It's like, hey, somebody's going through a tough time. Let's just pray for them. You know what? God knows what's going on. You know, you don't have to air their dirty laundry or your own out there. I understand vague booking, but I also, if you phrase in such a way so it's not just gossip, you know.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me. It's like I have a hard time even discussing this new opportunity coming up, because I hate when people go, oh, I got this thing working on, but I can't tell you. It's like, oh, I hate you, because what you're really trying to do is get me to ask you questions. Or I really, you know, there are times when you're excited about something and you really can't share. And so I used my words more, didn't I? It's like, man, I really want to tell you about this, but here's why I can't. And I talk about, because I get my hopes up for things and they don't come through. And you know, I'd rather just kind of ignore this as much as I possibly can, which is very hard to do. It's like a kid ignoring Christmas is coming up and presents are under the tree, which I love to do, by the way. I love to wrap presents as early as possible and put them under the tree for the kids so they can just stare at them until Christmas Day. My parents did that to me as a kid, and I actually loved it. I actually went, you know, remember the going, oh, what is that? What is that? And sometimes you get disappointed because it sucks. But other times it's oh, this is so cool. So I like to do that. But so there is that. It's like, hey, I really want to share this with you. I really want to give you this present, but now is not the time. You know, that's a different thing than going, oh, I got this great thing. I can't talk about it. But I also hate bringing up even any aspect of that because of the whole, I can't tell you. I want to tell you. That's all I want to do. You know, that plays into how you phrase things, how you do things. Just know on social media, put out what you want the world to see. There are friends of ours, and we got to wrap this up. I know, but I'll let you wrap it up. There are friends of ours that all they ever did was post healthy things. It wasn't just, hey, this is great and healthy in my life. It was the pink slime. You need to stay away from it. Oh, this is horrible for you. Oh, that. And I finally went, are you ever going to tell me what's great about health? Because I absolutely don't want to be around you. They yelled at me, so I unfriended them. You know, it's all I could do because I asked them to stop. I asked them to say, yeah, give me something positive about this. All you're ever doing is telling me how horrible the world is and how horrible everything I do is and what it's going to do to me. How about you give me something why I want to be healthy?
It's like, I think it was Mother Teresa, when they asked her to be a part of an anti-war rally, she said, no, no, thank you, but I will always be here if you wish to have a rally for peace. You know?
Yeah.
So, different perspectives.
So,
be on that nice list.
I think we did the naughty nice really well. I want everybody to know next week it's going to tie right into the next phase. The level up is the follow me lifestyle and how you live that and what I intend to do. So I want to say what I intend to do so that if it comes to fruition, if you know, it's a comparison. That's the other thing about posting on Facebook and stuff. Lauren said, you know, seeing where she came from reminds her to work harder to where she's going. So that's some of what I do too. Sometimes I just post what's going on right now and what I think will happen or how I'm trying to stay positive or, you know, what blah, blah, blah about it. So that when I get further down the road and look back, like, oh, well, that didn't quite happen this way, but it happened that way. So, you know, there's that. So in the next show, we're going to talk about where we think we're going, what we think the follow me lifestyle is going to be like and in the next phase of our life so that, you know, we can compare in 6 months to a year, see where we actually went.
Woohoo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been this episode of Success Freaks. I have enjoyed it. I think Charles has, and I'm pretty sure you have as well. Please tune in again and find out what is happening next on Success Freaks. Same Success Freaky time, same Success Freaky channel. This has been R. Mordetmon.
And I'm Charles McFall, making up my own caffeination today, saying, you know, naughty or nice, caffeine makes it better either way.
Yeah, it does. Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.